I've heard different opinions on what a Tinuk Shenishba is. I believe I heard that one Gadol said that anyone who was not raised from is a Tinuk Shenishba, and conversely, I think another Gadol said these days it's really rare to be true Tinuk Shenishba because there are so many Torah outreach organizations. I've also heard it said that in these days everyone gets a tap on their shoulder with an opportunity to choose Torah. I've also heard that a big Gadol has said that a Tinuk Shenishba is one who, if Torah was presented in a correct fashion, would embrace it, but one who would have to have Ruach HaKodesh to know who is truly a Tinuk Shenishba. May I please ask the Rav what he thinks about this? Anonymous from Atlanta. You're right, there are differences of opinion, but they are basically based on the following. A Tinuk Shenishba is somebody who grew up amongst Goyim, who never realized there was a Torah and that there was there's any reason for him to keep the Torah. That's a for sure Tinuk Shenishba. The Rambam says that Tzedukim, the first generation who themselves knew what the Torah was and went away from it, are apikursim, and you have to hate them. But their children who were brought up as Tzedukim, and seemingly the Tzedukim were brought up amongst people who were from Jews and knew that they were from Jews, but they were educated from the time that they were young to think that this is the proper way. So they never really had free choice because they were educated to believe that this is what their parents told them is right. They have a din of Tinuk Shenishba, and one has to love them and try to bring them back to Torah out of love. Therefore, people who are brought up today and told that they're conservative, reform, atheistic, whatever, and don't have to keep the Torah, it's only for Orthodox Jews or whatever, in this regard have a din of a Tinuk Shenishba, that one should have Rachmanis on them and try to be Makar of them. Whether because they are aware that they are from Jews, and they are aware that there is a Torah that says that you have to keep Shabbos or whatever, even though they are misled and misguided, it could be that in regards to being witnesses or in regards to their wine being osur, if they touch it, there is more strict. So even though there's a place to be mekel and to consider these people Tinuk Shenishba, even for those halachas, to count them for a minyan and give them aliyahs or whatever, and in a time of need one can rely on those leniencies, they are definitely Tinuk Shenishba, that one should have rachmanis on them and love them and try to bring them back to the Torah.